Hey guys.
I know you don't ever want to lose anybody, but when you see a guy like Deion Lewis, who's had such a great season for you guys, go down, what are your initial thoughts?
Yeah, well, it's a, you know, it's such a physical game and tough to lose such a special player. I hope he's okay. So, you know, I don't know exactly what it is, but, you know, we're all hoping for the best.
Hey, Tom, just before the touchdown with Brandon, you were at the line of scrimmage, looked around, and then slowly turned to the ref, called timeout, went over, talked to Bill and Josh.
Yep.
What did you see originally, and what caused you to change to go to the route to Brandon for the touchdown?
Yeah, we had a particular play called in. I wasn't quite sure. You know, sometimes I have a decent idea before the play whether, you know, kind of what degree of difficulty on the play. So had we run the play, it could have worked, but I thought, you know, with a lead and the timeouts that, you know, we could think about it a little bit more, and then we changed the situation, and Brandon made a great play. So it was great to, you know, we work on that a lot, and it was great to see him in there and make a big play for us. He's a great player. I mean, I love Brandon, everything he brings to our team. He's been here for a while. He's great leadership. You know, just a great player, a great friend, and it was great to see him with the ball in his hands at the end of a play like that.
Tom, the ground game's been pretty quiet in a number of games this year, but it really got going today. Was that a deliberate game plan to get LeGarrette the ball more, or is that just the way the game unfolded with an early lead?
It was great. You know, we possessed the ball quite a bit during the first quarter and had some great drives there, and the run game was a real big factor. You know, the more balanced we are, you know, the better it is for the quarterback. So, you know, it was great. He made some big runs, especially when there wasn't a lot there. But he runs so hard. It's, you know, running through guys. He had a great kind of run where he spun out of a bunch of tackles and, you know, ran for, I don't know, 15, 17 yards or something like that there in the third quarter. So, on a big touchdown drive. So it was great to see it. Hopefully we can do more of it.
Tom, in the second half, what was it like for you to look out at your offensive line? Your left tackle had never played that position before. Your right tackle was your center last year. A lot of guys in different spots. And are you a little worried that maybe the injuries might start piling up a little bit?
You know, those guys, they play so hard. I mean, we went to the game with six offensive linemen. So, you know, you just hope for the best. And then, obviously, with Seabass going down, it puts a lot of strain on those guys. And a lot of guys kind of scrambled to figure out exactly what we're going to do. And, you know, they played really hard. So I'm proud of them. I mean, for Brian to play right tackle, I mean, he hadn't played center this year. Now when he goes in and plays right tackle, it's like unbelievable. So, and then Flem to go to left tackle, which I don't know when we thought about doing that, but that's what happens when you're a little bit under pressure.
Last question. Tom, what, if anything, do you change game plan-wise or in your own play calling when you're adjusting like that on the fly up front? Do you simplify to some extent, or what do you do?
That's a good question. It's always a little bit challenging when you kind of put multiple variables, you know, into play. And, you know, obviously without those guys practicing at all at those positions, you know, it's not like you want to run a bunch of things that, I mean, I guess we've never practiced anything with those guys in there, so anything we call would be new. But, you know, there's a lot of game plan things that are nuances to the plays that, you know, you just don't get opportunities. So that's why I thought we did a good job. We stayed really balanced. Took advantage of some third downs there in the second half, which was great, which allowed us to continue to run the ball. And then that big touchdown drive that we finished with, the touchdown to Brandon, was you know, just a great drive by all those guys up front. So that was pretty critical, and it was you know, great to kind of finish the game strong. Thanks, Tom. Thank you, guys.